From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado is among a handful of states where voters will decide if the minimum wage should be increased. If approved, Colorado's wage would go up each year until it reaches $12 an hour by 2020. Proponents say it's crucial for many families, but as Bensa Berkland reports, it's also dividing the business community.
Lori Laddick is a home health care worker in Lakewood. She currently earns $13 an hour and says if it wasn't for her Social Security benefits, she wouldn't be able to make it on her own.
I would have ended up just moving and having to move in with my family. And at 62 years old, that's kind of humiliating. They would have welcomed me with open arms, but this is not how I pictured my life. At this point,
Laddick earns more than most home health care workers and well above the state's current minimum wage of $8.31 an hour. Opponents of Amendment 70 say raising the minimum wage will lead restaurants and other businesses to lay off employees. But supporters say not so fast.
There's plenty of room to raise wages. This is a modest increase.
Felicia Griffin is with the group Colorado Families for a Fair Wage.
There are a lot of have-nots that are struggling in our communities all over the state. Folks are working full-time and should be able to meet their basic needs.
But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Washington, D.C. lost 1,400 restaurant jobs when the minimum wage was raised last year. Sonia Riggs is president of the Colorado Restaurant Association.
Minimum wage is not meant to support a family of four. It never was. It's intended as a starting wage for you to get your foot in the door, learn valuable skills, and be able to work your way up. And those are exactly the kind of jobs that are going to be cut.
The Restaurant Association surveyed its 4,000 members, and Riggs says 80% oppose the amendment, but she says restaurant owners are reluctant to speak out against it.
Individual businesses, they're worried that they're going to be, you know, retaliated against, or people are going to say that they don't like people, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. They're painted as somebody who's literally rolling around in money, who's saying, I'm going to keep all this money and I want to push down workers, and that's absolutely not true. These are hardworking people who love the people that they work with.
Emotionally, we all support raising wages. It is rationally thinking what will actually happen here. We're saying help low-wage workers, but don't do it in a way that harms them.
That's Tyler Sandberg of the Keep Colorado Working campaign during a recent debate hosted by Colorado Public Television. He says the current proposal is flawed for many reasons, including that it's one size fits all, has no off-ramps if the economy dips, and is the same rate for both rural and urban areas. But there are businesses that back the effort. Kyle Garner is the CEO of Organic India USA. The Boulder-based company sells organic tea and herbal supplements to stores such as Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Cottage.
There's a lot of people looking and saying business can be a force for good, and wage is one of the first steps in that journey.
Which is why he already pays above the minimum. Warehouse jobs, for example, start at $14 an hour. Garner says he'd ideally like to see the minimum wage start at $15 an hour. And he says paying higher wages has actually helped his business.
We keep costs down in terms of training new employees because we have lower turnover. The cost of replacing employees every few months, burning through workers, not only is it bad for the culture of your organization, it's a huge cost impact. We also have more productive workers because they're happier.
Colorado's Amendment 70 is also supported by the Obama administration. Labor Secretary Tom Perez was recently in the state campaigning for it.
Good businesses know how to adjust. Change is a constant in our industry.
For Lori Laddick, she says she'll vote for the measure, even though the increase would be below her current salary. She says it could still benefit her if she ever switched jobs.
If I wanted to change jobs and I had to step down to 12 to have a better working environment or to have some other benefit, like maybe a company that was offering some earned paid time off or some earned sick leave, it would be worth it.
A recent Colorado Mesa University and Rocky Mountain PBS poll showed that 58% of Coloradans surveyed either strongly or somewhat favored increasing the minimum wage. It included calling cell phones and was pretty evenly split among registered Republican, Democrat, and independent voters. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.